So how about this new agent? We said there are already six approved. What about TSR-042?
Yeah, so TSR-042 is a novel anti-PD-1 agent looked at in an MSI stable and MSI high population. The MSI high population was presented at ESMO in 2018. Very nice response rate, 52%, some CRs. And the median duration response hadn't been reached at the time of publication. A few of these patients were still ongoing treatment. So quite exciting. The treatment-related adverse event rate about 11%, which I think is in line with many of the other agents.
What's the difference between this and the other checkpoint inhibitors in terms of mechanism, dosing, et cetera?
So I think, you know, it has a fairly traditional dosing initially, but then it has a Q6-week dosing after a number of cycles, which I think makes it compelling for our patients that may be traveling and can be monitored less frequently.
So Q6, that would be considerably longer than either the Q2 or Q3 that we're kind of used to. Mike, any thoughts about this agent or where it might be heading? You know, a lot of times these agents, it's really just a question of what trials do the people actually go ahead and look at it. Any thoughts, Mike, about where this might be heading?
Yeah, it's interesting. The fields are moving so fast that this is a great example of how do you move this forward in a meaningful way, particularly from a company standpoint. But I think the idea here is it's going to be as good an anti-PD-1 as the ones that are out there. There may be a dosing advantage, and they're going to try to leapfrog this, I think, to move it into frontline.
Makes sense.
It's a trial we're calling Ruby, by the way, so keeping that gem theme.